Good afternoon. My name is Dan Green, and I'm the theater director here at St. Thomas High School. On behalf of the Bazillion Fathers, the administration, the faculty, the greater community, and our theater program, I'd like to welcome you to this, the first recording from our 2020 Fall Theater Radio program. On October 24th of this year, over 40 students from St. Thomas and our three sister schools gathered together to produce four different radio dramas. What are radio dramas? Well, that's a good question. Essentially, from 1920 till 1960, they were the great sources of entertainment for millions of Americans. TV was still in its infancy, so people would gather around the radio for, well, not just for music, but for news and for comedy and for sports, and they would listen to a lot of suspenseful thrillers like the one you're about to hear. Actors would perform their scripts right into the microphone, live in front of studio audiences, but there were no sets to speak of. They just stood in front of microphones and read their lines. The real magic of radio drama occurred in the imaginations of the home audience. With no visuals to watch, the home audience had to, they had to rely on their imagination for all of the action that they were hearing. That's where Foley operators come into play. These are the people who created the sound effects. They banged pots, they smashed glass, they shook metal sheets and poured BBs on snare drums, all into a microphone and all for the sake of the stories. Did you know that if you did it right, that if you scrape a metal knife across a ceramic plate, it can make a sound eerily similar to a train squealing brakes? I don't advise you to do this at Thanksgiving dinner, by the way. Better yet, if you make a clean snap of a dry celery stalk, it can sound, it can sound like you're cracking someone's neck or someone's back. These are the weird and crazy ideas that Foley operators had to come up with just to make sure that radio dramas worked. And boy, did they work. By the 1940s, radio drama was a leading international popular entertainment, and few dramas were as popular as Lucille Fletcher's 1943 suspenseful thriller. Sorry, wrong number. In fact, legendary director Orson Welles once called it the greatest single radio script ever written. Fletcher's work is often recognized as one of the true highlights of the golden age of radio, so much so that it was repeated about 5 times on the popular radio series Suspense. And that brings us to our production. We took Fletcher's original script and opted to produce it a 6th time. We found the right actors and actresses to play the parts. We found the right sound effects, and our Foley operators produced 90% of the sound effects that you're going to hear. Directed by senior Patrick Pham and starring IWA senior Sarah Roldan, here is Louise Fletcher's Sorry, Wrong Number.
Suspense. This is the Man in Black, here to introduce Columbia's program, Suspense. Tonight, as we premiere our new Saturday evening series on the air, Miss Sarah Roldan returns to our stage to appear in the study in terror by Lucille Fletcher called Sorry, Wrong Number. This story of a woman who accidentally overheard a conversation with death and who strove frantically to prevent murder from claiming an innocent victim is being repeated by popular request as tonight's tale of Suspense. If you've been with us before, you will know that suspense is compounded of mystery and suspicion and dangerous adventure. In this series are tales calculated to intrigue you, to stir your nerves, to offer you a precarious situation and then withhold the solution until the last possible moment. And so it is with the story Sorry, Wrong Number, and the performance of Miss Sarah Roldan. We again hope to keep you in suspense.
Oh, dear. call, please.
Operator, I've been dialing Murray Hill 70093 now for the last 3/4 of an hour, and the line is always busy. I don't see how it could be busy that long. Will you try it for me, please?
I'll be glad to try that from number for you. One moment, please.
I don't see how it could be busy all this time. It's my husband's office. He's working late tonight. And I'm all alone here in the house. My health is very poor, and I'm feeling so nervous all day. It's just...
Ringing Murray Hill 7-0093.
Hello?
Hello. Hello, is Mr. Stevenson there?
Hello? Hello?
Hello.
Hello. George?
Yes, sir. This is George speaking.
Hello. Who's this? What number am I calling, please?
I'm here with our client.
Ah, good. Is everything okay? Is the coast clear for tonight?
Yeah, George. He says the coast is clear for tonight.
Okay. Okay.
Where are you now?
In the phone booth. Don't worry. Everything's okay.
Very well. You know the address?
Yeah, I know. At 11 o'clock, the private patrolman goes around to the bar on 2nd Avenue for a beer.
That's right.
I will make sure that all the lights downstairs are out.
There should only be one light, visible from the street.
Yeah, I know. At 11:15, a train crosses the bridge. It makes a noise, in case the window's open and she should scream.
Hello? What number is this, please?
Okay, I understand. I tell you, that's 11:15, the train.
Yeah. You remember everything else, George?
Yeah. I make it quick. As little blood as possible. Because our client does not wish to make us suffer long.
That's right. You'll use a knife?
Yes. A knife will be okay. And afterwards, I remove the rings and the bracelets and the jewelry in the bureau drawer. Because our client wishes it to look like simple robbery. Don't worry. Everything's okay. I never...
Oh, how awful! How unspeakably awful!
Your call, please.
Operator, I've just been cut off.
I'm sorry. What number were you calling?
Well, it was supposed to be Murray Hill 70093, but it wasn't. Some wires must have crossed. I was cut in a wrong number, and I've just heard the most dreadful thing, something about a murder, and... Operator, you simply have to retrace that call at once.
I beg your pardon. May I help you?
I know it was a wrong number, and I had no business listening, but these two men, they were cold-blooded fiends, and they were going to murder somebody, some poor, innocent woman who was... all alone in a house near a bridge, and we've got to stop them. We've got to.
What number were you calling, please?
Well, that doesn't matter. This was a wrong number, and you dialed it for me, and we've got to find out what it was immediately.
What number did you call?
Why are you so stupid? What time is it? Do you mean to tell me you can't find out what that number was just now?
I'll connect you with the chief operator.
All right, I think it's perfectly shameful. Now look. It was obviously a case of some little slip of the finger. I told you to try Murray Hill 70093 for me. You dialed it, but your finger must have slipped and I was connected with some other number. And I could hear them, but they couldn't hear me. Now, I simply failed to see why you couldn't try and make that same mistake again on purpose. Why you couldn't try to dial Murray Hill 70093 in the same sort of careless way.
Murray Hill 7-0093.
Yes!
I'll try to get it for you.
Well, thank you.
I'm sorry, Murray Hill 7-0093 is busy. I'll call you in 20 minutes.
Operator! 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 Operator!
Your call, please.
You didn't try to get that number wrong at all. I asked you explicitly, and all you did was dial correctly.
I'm sorry, what number were you calling?
Well, can't you, for once, forget what number I'm calling and do something for me? Now, I want to trace that call. It's my civic duty, and it's your civic duty to trace that call and to apprehend those dangerous killers. And if you won't,
I'll connect you with the chief operator.
Please.
This is the chief operator.
Oh, chief operator, I want you to trace a call, a telephone call, immediately. I don't know where it came from or who was making it, but it's absolutely necessary that it be tracked down because it was about a murder and that someone's planning a terrible cold-blooded murder of a poor innocent woman tonight at 11:15.
I see.
Well, can you trace it for me? Can you track down those men?
I'm not certain. It depends.
It depends on what?
It depends on whether the call is still going on. If it's a live call, we can trace it on the equipment. If it's been disconnected, we can't.
Disconnected?
If the parties have stopped talking to each other.
But of course they must have stopped talking to each other by now. That was at least 5 minutes ago, and they didn't sound like the type who'd make a long call.
Well, I can try tracing it for you. May I have your name, please?
Mrs. Stevenson. Mrs. Albert Stevenson. But listen—
And your telephone number, please?
Plaza 42295. But if you go on wasting all this time—
Why do you want this call traced, please?
What? No reason. I mean, I merely felt strongly that something ought to be done about it. These men sounded like killers. They're dangerous. They're going to murder this woman at 11:15 tonight, and I thought the police ought to know.
Have you reported this to the police?
Well, no, not yet, but
you want
please.
This call checked purely as a private individual?
Yes, but meanwhile,
come on. I'm sorry, Miss Stevenson, but I'm afraid we couldn't make this check for you and trace the call just on your say-so as a private individual. We'd have to have something more official.
For heaven's sake, you mean to tell me I can't report that there's going to be a murder without getting tied up in all this red tape? Why, it's perfectly idiotic. All right. I'll call the police.
Thank you. I'm sure that would be the best way to...
Ridiculous. Perfectly ridiculous. I thought of it. I can't see why I have to go through all this trouble.
Your call, please.
The police department. Get me the police department, please.
Ringing the police department.
Dear, do you have to dial? Can't you ring them direct?
Police station. Precinct 43. Sergeant Martin speaking.
Police department. This is Mrs. Stevenson. Mrs. Albert Smith Stevenson of 53 North Sutton Place. I'm calling up to report a murder. I mean, the murder hasn't been committed yet, but I just overheard plans for it over the telephone. Over a wrong number that the operator gave me? I've been trying to trace down the call myself, but everybody is so stupid, and I guess in the end, you're the only people who can do anything.
Yes, ma'am?
It was a perfectly definite murder. I heard their plans distinctly. Two men were talking, and they were going to murder some woman at 11:15 tonight. She lived in a house near a bridge. Are you listening to me?
Yes, ma'am.
And there was a private patrolman on the street? He was going to go around for a beer on 2nd Avenue, and there was some third man, a client who was paying to have this poor woman murdered. They were going to take her rings and bracelets and use a knife. Well, it's unnerved me dreadfully. And I'm not well, I feel so nervous.
I see. When was all this, ma'am?
About 8 minutes ago. Then you can do something. You do understand.
What is your name, ma'am?
Mrs. Stevenson, Mrs. Albert Stevenson.
And your address?
53 North Sutton Place. 53 North Sutton Place. That's near a bridge. The Queensborough Bridge, you know, and we have a private patrolman on our street. the Second Avenue.
And what was that number you were calling?
Murray Hill 70093. But that wasn't the number I overheard. I mean, Murray Hill 70093 is my husband's office. He's working late tonight, and I was trying to reach him to ask him to come home. I'm an invalid, you know, and it's the maid's night off, and I hate to be alone. And even though he says I'm perfectly safe as long as I have the telephone right beside my bed.
Well, we'll look into it, Mrs. Stevenson, and see if we can check it with the telephone company.
But the telephone company said they couldn't check the call if the parties had stopped talking. I've already taken care of that.
Oh, you have?
Yes. And personally, I feel you ought to do something far more immediate and drastic than just check the call. What good does checking the call do if they've stopped talking? By the time you tracked it down, they'll have already committed the murder.
Well, we'll take care of it. Don't you worry.
Well, I'd say the whole thing calls for a search. A complete and thorough search of the whole city. Now, I'm very near the bridge, and I'm not far from Second Avenue, and I know I'd feel a whole lot better if you sent around a radio car to this neighborhood at once.
And what makes you think the murder's gonna be committed in your neighborhood, ma'am?
Well, I don't know. Only the coincidence is so horrible. Second Avenue? The patrolman? The bridge?
Oh, I mean, Second Avenue is a very long street, ma'am. You know how many bridges there are in the city of New York alone?
Yes, I know.
Not to mention Brooklyn, Staten Island, Queens, and the Bronx.
I know that!
How do you know there isn't some little house on Staten Island, on some little Second Avenue you've never heard about? How do you know they're not even talking about New York at all?
But I heard the call on the New York dialing system.
Maybe it was a long-distance call you overheard.
Oh, don't.
Telephones are funny things. Look, lady, why don't you look at it this way? Supposing you hadn't broken in on that telephone call. Supposing you'd got to your husband the same way you always do. You wouldn't be so upset now, would you?
Well, no, I suppose not. Only it sounded so inhuman, so cold-blooded.
A lot of murders are plotted in the city every day, ma'am. We managed to prevent almost all of them. But a clue of this is so vague. It isn't much more use to us than no clue at all.
But surely you...
Unless, of course, you have some reason for thinking this call was phony and that someone may be planning to murder you.
Me? Oh, no. I hardly think so. I mean, why should anybody? I'm alone all day and night. I see nobody except my maid, Eloise, and she's a big girl. She weighs 200 pounds. She's too lazy to bring up my breakfast tray. And the only other person is my husband, Albert. And he's crazy about me. He just adores me. He waits on me hand and foot. He scarcely left my side since I took sick, 12 years ago.
Well,
and
then, really, there's nothing for you to worry about. Now, if you'll just leave the rest of this to us, we'll take care of it.
But what will you do? It's so late. It's nearly 11 now.
We'll take care of it, lady.
Will you broadcast it all over the city? And send out squads and warn your radio cars to watch out, especially in suspicious neighborhoods like mine.
Lady, I said we'd take care of it.
Sergeant, the donuts are here.
Just now, I've got a couple of other matters here on my plate that require immediate attention. Good night, ma'am, and thank
no.
you.
No! Oh, you! Idiot. Now why did I hang up the phone like that? He'll think I'm a fool. Why doesn't Albert come home? Why doesn't he come home?
Your call, please.
Operator, for heaven's sake, will you ring that Murray Hill 70093 number again? I can't think what's keeping him so long.
I will try it for you.
Well, try. I don't see why he doesn't answer it.
I'm sorry. Murray Hill 7-0093 is busy.
I can hear it. You don't have to tell me. I know it's busy. If I could only get out of this bed for a little while, if I could get a breath of fresh air, just lean out the window and see the street. Hello? Oh, Albert! Hello? 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 What is the matter with this phone? Hello? 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 For heaven's sake, who is this? Hello? 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 Who is trying to call me?
Your call, please.
Hello. Operator, I don't know what's the matter with this telephone tonight, but it is positively driving me crazy. I've never seen such insufficient, miserable service. Now look. I'm an invalid, and I'm very nervous, and I'm not supposed to be annoyed. But if this keeps on much longer...
What seems to be the trouble?
Well, everything's wrong! I haven't had one bit of satisfaction out of one call I've made this evening. The whole world could be murdered for all you people care, and now my phone keeps ringing and ringing and ringing and ringing every 5 seconds, and when I pick it up, there's no one there.
I'm sorry. If you will hang up, I will test it for you.
I don't want you to test it for me. I want you to put that call through, whatever it is, at once.
I'm afraid I cannot do that.
You can't? And why? Why, may I ask?
The dial system is automatic.
Ugh.
If someone is trying to dial your number, there is no way to check it if the call is coming through the system or not. Unless the person who's trying to reach you complains to his or her particular...
Well, all of the stupid... And meanwhile, I've got to sit here in my bed, suffering every time that phone rings, imagining everything.
I'll try to check the trouble for you.
Check it. That's all anybody can do. Oh, what is the use of talking to you? You're so stupid! Oh, I'll fix her. How dare she speak to me like that? How dare she? Call the operator. Hmm? Why does it take so long?
Your call, please.
Young woman, I don't know your name, but there are ways of finding you out, and I'm going to report you to your superiors for the most unpardonable rudeness and insolence that's ever been my privilege. Give me the business office at once.
You may dial that number direct.
Dial it direct? I'll do no such thing. I don't even know the number.
The number is in the directory, or you may secure it by dialing information.
Listen here, you... What is the use? Dear. For heaven's sake, I'm going out of my... Hello? Hello? Stop ringing me, do you hear? Answer me, who is this? Do you realize you're driving me crazy? Who's calling me? What are you doing it for? Now, stop it. Stop it. Stop it! Hello? Hello? If you don't stop ringing me, I'm going to call the police. Do you hear? The police. Only Albert would come home.
Let it ring. Let it go on ringing.
It's a trick of some kind. I won't answer it. I won't. I won't. I won't. Even if it goes on ringing all night. Oh, you ring. Go ahead and ring. Stopped. Now what's the matter? Why'd they stop ringing all of a sudden? Oh, what time is it? Where did I put that clock? Here it is. 5 to 11. Oh, well, they've decided some... They're sure I'm home. They heard my voice. Answer them just now. That's why they've been ringing me. Why no one has answered me? I'll call the operator again. Okay. Where is she? Why doesn't she answer? Why doesn't she answer?
Your call, please.
Where were you just now? Why didn't you answer at once? Give me the police department.
I'm sorry. The line is busy. I'll call you...
Busy? But that's impossible. The police department can't be busy. There must be other lines available.
The line is busy. I'll try to get them
later. No. I've got to speak to them now, or it may be too late. I've got to talk to someone.
What number do you wish to speak to?
I don't know, but there must be someone to protect people besides the police department. A detective agency.
You will find agencies listed in the classified directory.
But I don't have classified. I'm too nervous to look it up, and I don't know how to use the
I'll connect you with information. Perhaps she'll be able to help you.
No. Oh, you're being spiteful, aren't you? You don't care, do you? What happens to me? I could die and you wouldn't care. Oh, stop it! Stop it! I can't stand anymore! Hello? What do you want? Stop ringing, will you? Stop it!
Hello, is this Plaza 42295?
Yes. I'm sorry. This is Plaza 42295.
This is Western Union. I have a telegram here for Mrs. Albert Stevenson. Is there anyone there to receive the message?
I'm Mrs. Stevenson.
The telegram is as follows. Mrs. Albert Stevenson, 53 North Sutton Place, New York, New York. Darling, terribly sorry. Tried to get you for last hour, but line busy. Leaving for Boston, 11 p.m. on urgent business. I'll be back tomorrow afternoon. Keep happy, love. Signed, Albert.
Oh, no.
Do you wish us to deliver a copy of the message?
No. No, thank you.
Thank you, madame. Have a good night.
Good night. Oh, no, I don't believe it. He couldn't do it. He couldn't do it. No one he knows. I'll be all alone. It's some trick. Some fiendish trick. Some trick. Why doesn't she?
Your call, please.
Operator, try that Murray Hill 70093 number for me. Just once more, please.
You may dial that number direct.
Oh! Fine. Murray Hill 70093. He's gone! Oh, Albert, how could you? How could you? How could you? I can't be alone tonight. I can't. If I'm alone one more second, I'll go mad. I don't care what he says or what the expense is. I'm a sick woman. I'm entitled. I'm entitled!
Information, may I help you?
I want the telephone number of Henchley Hospital.
Henchley Hospital? Do you have the street address?
No. It's somewhere in the 70s. It's a very small, private, and exclusive hospital where I had my appendix out 2 years ago. Henchley. H-E-N-C...
One moment, please.
Please hurry. And please, what time is it?
You may find out the time by dialing Meridian 71212.
Oh, for heaven's sake, I've no time to be dialing.
The number of Henchley Hospital is Butterfield 70105.
Butterfield 70105. Okay. Butterfield 70105.
Henshi Hospital, good evening.
Nurses Registry?
Who was it you wish to speak to, please?
I want the nurse's registry at once. I want a trained nurse. I want to hire her immediately for the night.
I see. And what is the nature of the case, madam?
Nerves. I'm very nervous. I need soothing, companionship. You see, my husband is away, and
I... Have you been recommended to us by any doctor in particular, madam?
No, but I really don't see why all this catechizing is necessary. I just want a trained nurse. I was a patient in your hospital 2 years ago, and after all, I do expect to pay this person for attending me.
We quite understand that, madam, but these are war times, you know.
Well,
Registered nurses are very scarce just now, and our superintendent has asked them to send people out only on cases where the physician in charge feels that it is absolutely necessary.
Well, it is absolutely necessary. I'm a sick woman, and I'm very upset. Very. I'm alone in this house, and I'm an invalid, and tonight I overheard a telephone conversation that upset me dreadfully. In fact, if someone doesn't come at once, I'm afraid I'll go out of my mind.
I see. Well, I'll speak to Miss Phillips as soon as she comes in. And what is your name, madam?
Miss Phillips? And when do you expect her in?
Well, I really couldn't say. She went out to supper at 11 o'clock.
11 o'clock? But it's not 11 yet. Oh, my clock has stopped. I thought it was running down. What time is it?
Just 15 minutes past 11.
What was that?
What was what, madam?
That click just now in my own telephone is the... Someone had, like, lifted the receiver off the hook of the extension telephone downstairs.
Well, I didn't hear it, madam. Now, about the situation...
But I did. There's someone in this house. Someone downstairs in the kitchen, and they're listening to me now. I won't pick it up. I won't let them hear me. I'll be quiet, and they'll think. Oh, but if I don't call someone now while they're still down there, there'll be no time. Okay.
Your call, please.
Operator, I'm in desperate trouble.
I'm sorry. I cannot hear you. Please speak louder.
I don't dare. There's someone listening. Can you hear me now?
I'm sorry.
But you've got to hear me. Please, you've got to help me. There's someone in this house. Someone who's going to murder me. And you've got to get in touch with... There it is. There it is. Did you hear it? He's put it down. He's put down the extension phone. He's coming up. He's coming up the stairs. Give me the police department. The police department? Police department, give it to me.
One moment, please. I'll connect you.
I can hear him. He's nearer. Oh, I hear him. Hurry. Ah!
Sergeant Martin speaking. Police Department. Sergeant Martin speaking. Police Department. Sergeant Martin speaking. Police Department. Sergeant Martin speaking.
Police Department? Oh, I'm sorry. Must have got the wrong number. Don't worry. Everything's okay.
And so closes. Sorry, wrong number. starring Miss Sarah Roldan. Tonight's tale of suspense. This is your narrator, the man in black, who conveys to you Columbia's invitation to spend this half hour in suspense with us again, next Saturday, when we'll have another starring St. Thomas cast, headed by Miss Avery Garrig, with Hunter Cummins, Noah Mims, and Mel Horner. The producer of these broadcasts is the St. Thomas High School Theater Program, who, with Patrick Pham, the director, Lindsay Martinez, the tech director, and Lucille Fletcher, the author, collaborated on tonight's Suspense.
This has been a production of St. Thomas High School. Our director is Dan Green. Co-director is Kim Shipman. Student directors of Sorry Wrong Number were Patrick Pham and Sarah Roldan, based on the original radio play by Lucille Fletcher. The cast of Sorry Wrong Number was Carolina Balboa as Information, Murdel Celisson as Chief Operator, Isabella Fernandez as Nurse, Claire Garcia as Operator, Charles Molyneux as Man in Black, Jaden Morphine as Contract Killer, Jorge Morphine as George, Aiden Nanquil as Man, Patrick Pham as Sergeant Martin, and Sarah Roldan as Mrs. Stevenson. Our Foley artists were Lindsay Martinez as Head Foley Artist and William Whitman as Foley Assistant. Recording engineer was Christopher Hodge. Audio editing and mixing by Benjamin Haworth. Production team was Jody Diamond, Anne Frank, Phil Ginsimer, Dan Green, Benjamin Haworth, Christopher Hodge, Kim Shipman, and Mary Yokobitis. Tech team was Arthur Clark, Benito Moreno Garza, Lindsay Martinez, Sophia Ellis, and William Whitman. Special thanks to Sherry Cruz, Socorro Moreno Garza, Gus Bedker, Casey Bedker, Stephen J. O'Connor, Jody Diamond, Samantha Weber, Angela Garcia, Drina Gonzalez-Boutte, Aiden Kelly, Mark DiTrinaltis, Father James Murphy, Sergio Plata and the entire STH custodial crew, and Mary Yokobitis. And now for our parting thoughts. You know, I remember when I was a senior at STH, and I lectured Dan Green for 30 minutes about how performing Midsummer Night's Dream as my final play was a huge mistake. And after I was done, he had only one thing to say to me.
What is the use of talking to you? You're so stupid!
Thank you all for listening and for your support. Tune in next time for Dragnet, the Big Cop.